Yes, it was told by the elders of our tribe that centuries ago, from the beginning of our people, we were more than 10,000 people of the Yumas living together at this higher mountain. Here on top of this mountain, the Yumans were placed to live here where the Kriyumak took care of us. He had plans to give us guidance and direction so we can move forward to live as human beings, as life givers. When Kriyumak was ready, the people had to go and leave the mountain. He separated us in different groups and he told us that each one had a chosen place to live. And tribes were told that there was a story about the origin of the Pai people. Some went to the mountains, some went to the rivers, some went to the deserts, and some just vanished. No one knows why this happened. To the ones who disappeared, maybe they got killed. Maybe during the battles, the war, tribes got separated, tribes got captured. Human groups are known today as the listing of followers. Hawalapai, Yavapai, Degina, Paipai, Kiwia, Kawia, Kumiya, Kwapa, Mojave, Kutan, Maricopa. Maricopa to the south, Maricopa to the north, to the west, Kumiya, north, Hawalapai, to the canyon, Susupai. Located in the desert, in the rivers, in the Salton Sea, the mountains of the coastal region, the Kumiya, Mission, Degina, tribes in Mexico, Sonora, Baja, come from the San Diego group, from the Tapai, Kumiya, Kiowa. There are several unlisted tribes living across the Mexican border who are human language speakers. The Nahuatl settled along the Colorado River to the Arizona, California, and Mexico border lines. And this is where I'm coming from. And now I'm going to go on with my one story about how the dogs came to talk. And my children, I think I better get them back. I think I lost them.